Maseches Trumas, Parak Ches, Mishnah Beis. The previous Mishnah mentioned a list of people that were originally allowed to eat Truma, and then became known to them that they were no longer allowed to eat Truma. A woman, a Bas Yisrael that was married to a Kayin, and found out she was no longer married to him, or a slave of a Kayin that found out he was no longer belonging to a Kayin. So the Mishnah discusses Vekulam, and all these people that found out that they are no longer allowed to eat Truma, Kulam Shahisa Truma B'Teich Piyim. If their Truma was in their mouth, they were in the middle of eating Truma when they found out that they were no longer allowed to eat Truma. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer Yivlo. Rabbi Eliezer says that they're allowed to swallow the Truma that's in their mouth already, since they put it in Beheter, they can continue and swallow it. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Yifloitu. Rabbi Yeshua says he has to spit it out. Since they now became known that they're not able to eat the Truma, they have to spit the Truma out. Now this is talking about the woman who was married to a Kayin and the Eved who was belonging to a Kayin. However, in the case in the Mishnah where it was a Kayin himself who found out that he was a Ben Grusha Ben Chalutza, his parents had forbidden marriage that makes him a Chol, a disqualified Kayin. So then, in such a case, he found out that he never had permission to eat Truma in the first place from birth. So then they would all agree that he has to spit it out, like a similar case in the continuation of the Mishnah. So this was just talking about the woman and the slave that originally were allowed to eat Truma. Then there's a difference of opinion if they can swallow it now, if they're in the middle of eating, or they have to spit it out. Another case, Amru Lai Nitmesa, if there was a Kayin that was eating Truma, and they told him, Nitmesa, you should know that you became Tamei after the Truma was put in your mouth. And a Kayin that's Tamei is not allowed to eat Truma. He'll be Matama the Truma. Or if they told him, Vinitmus Truma, the Truma that you put in your mouth became Tamei after you put it in your mouth. So in this case, it's similar where he was allowed to originally eat it, but then it became known to him that he's not allowed to continue eating it, and it's already in his mouth. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer Yivla, Rabbi Eliezer says he can swallow it since he began eating it beheter with permission. Rabbi Yeshua Aymer Yifla, Rabbi Yeshua says he has to spit it out. Similar case, similar opinions. However, Tamesa Hayisa, in a different case where they told the Kayin that you were already Tamei before you put the Truma in your mouth. Or they told them, Tamea Haisa Truma, the Truma was a Tamei before you put it in your mouth. So in these cases, he never was allowed to put it in his mouth in the first place. Ay Neideshu Tevel, or it became known to him that what he put in his mouth was Tevel. It didn't have Trumas and Meisers taken off of it. Or if it was a Meiser Rishon Shlenitza Trumasei, what he put in his mouth was Meiser Rishon before the Trumas Meiser was taken off, which he's not allowed to eat. Or it's Meiser Sheni VeHekdesh LeNiftu, Meiser Sheni and Hekdesh that wasn't redeemed, that he's not allowed to eat. This is referring to Meiser Sheni outside Yerushalayim, that he's not allowed to eat. So in all these cases, it was forbidden for him to put it in his mouth in the first place. Ay, shetam tam pishpesh l'teich piv. Or he tasted the taste of a pishpesh, which is a bed bug. It's a foul-tasting bug that he tasted in his mouth, that apparently was in his mouth when he bit into it. And he has truma in his mouth as well. And in this case, it's not forbidden for him to swallow once the bug was crushed. However, it has a very foul taste and he does not want to eat it. And usually one's not allowed to spit out truma because it's ruining the truma. Once it's spit out, no one's going to eat it, it's destroyed. And he's not allowed to ruin the truma like that. But in this case, that it has a foul taste, along with all the other cases that we mentioned that he wasn't allowed to put it in his mouth in the first place, I raise a yiflite in all these cases that should be spit out. So that's where the food was forbidden to begin with, he has to spit it out. And if it has a very foul taste, because there's a bitten to a bug, that also will give him the ability to spit out truma, and even though it's destroying the truma. Mishnah Gimel has another series of machleksim between Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua. Here it's discussing eating from produce before Meiser is taken off of it. The halacha is that when produce that's in the field before it's tevel, Meiser hasn't been taken off of it. But he hasn't yet brought it indoors. He hasn't brought it into his chatzar, his courtyard, or into his house. He's allowed to eat from it derech arai. Arai means happenstance, not in a kavua, in a permanent fashion. He's snacking on it only, but he's not sitting down to a meal. That's allowed. He can snack on the fruit, the produce, before he brings it in, because it's not yet obligated that he has to take off the meiser. Once he brings it in, then it's hukva the meiser. It becomes set that he has to take off the meiser, and then he can no longer eat from it, even in a snacking fashion. So the Mishnah starts off. Someone was eating from a cluster of grapes, and he was snacking on it from a cluster of fruit that he was bringing in, and it was not yet obligated to take off the meiser, and he was eating it in a snacking fashion. All right. V'nichnas menagina l'chatzer, and then he walked in from the gina, from the garden, where he picked it, into the chatzer, into his courtyard, which now becomes hukva l'meiser, and he's obligated to take off meiser, and usually he cannot even eat in a snacking fashion anymore. But he was in mid-eating when he walked in. Rabbi Eliezer says, Yigmar, he's allowed to finish the cluster that he was eating without taking off meiser. Since he began outside in the garden where it was mutter for him to eat in this fashion, he can finish off that cluster. Rabbi Yeshua says, La Yigmar, he's not allowed to finish eating it. Even the second half of the cluster that he's in the middle of, since he walked into the courtyard, is hooked full of meiser, and he has to stop and take off meiser before he can eat from it. The Mishnah now says a similar case. Similarly, just like bringing it into the courtyard makes it kavua for meiser, also Shabbos. Eating on Shabbos is a mitzvah, and it makes eating on Shabbos is kavua. Once Shabbos comes, once nightfall, Friday afternoon, then one is no longer allowed to eat from the produce in a arai, in a snacking fashion. He must take off, meiser has to have been taken off first before he can eat from it. And this case here in the Mishnah, chasheva leile Shabbos, if someone was snacking on a cluster of grapes on Friday, and then chasheva leile Shabbos, it became nightfall of Lil Shabbos, of Friday night, Shabbos night, and he was in the middle of snacking on something. Rabbi Shua says, Yigmar, he's allowed to finish it, even though once Shabbos comes, he's got to take off meiser, he can't eat in a snacking fashion, but since he was in the middle, he's allowed to finish eating it. However, the Rav says that he can't actually eat it on Shabbos itself. He's going to have to wait until after Shabbos, and then he can finish what he had started eating in a snacking fashion without taking off meiser. Rabbi Eliezer says, Le'yigmar, he's not allowed to finish eating it. Once Shabbos comes, meiser has to be taken off. He can't even finish in a snacking fashion. The Mefarshim point out that the opinions here are reversed. In the first case, Rabbi Eliezer says he can finish eating what he started. Rabbi Yeshua said he cannot. And in the second case, it's reversed. Rabbi Yeshua says he could finish. Rabbi Eliezer says he cannot. The Gemara in Be'ah, on Lamed Hamed Aleph, brings up this point. And the Yerushalmi also here brings this up. And they say that you have to switch the names in the second Machlekes, reverse the names, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, in order to make it parallel, the same opinions as the first case.